Thank you for joining us for another AusChan podcast. Today we are joined by Dr. Fiona Newton from the Beijing Family United Doctors to talk about some prevalent health issues in China, including issues regarding rabies. All right, so Dr. Newton, could you please tell us a little bit about yourself, as well as the Beijing United Family Hospital and the services it offers?
Thank you. I'm an Australian GP. I've been working at Beijing United Family Hospital since April 2015. I work in the family medicine department, and I feel very privileged to work here. The Beijing United offers international standard care to thousands of families, and since 2005 we've been consistently re-accredited by the Joint Commission International. So this certifies that BJU surpasses international quality standards. We offer a full range of medical services, including my department, the family medicine, also emergency medicine, surgery, obstetrics and gynae, paediatrics, and many other departments. Over 4,000 babies have been born at BJU since 1998, and we have dedicated oncology and rehab facilities and an expanding network of clinics right through Beijing. We're very passionate about preventive care and travel medicine, and vaccination is a big part of our program too. So for more information about BJU, please visit our website www.ufh.com.cn. There's a lot of helpful information there about services and locations, and also helpful health information to access.
Great, sounds good. So I guess the purpose of this podcast today is to really delve into an issue that a lot of our listeners might not be aware of in the wider Chinese region, and that's the issue of rabies. So firstly, can you tell me a little bit about what rabies exactly is?
Yeah, well, rabies is a deadly viral infectious disease. It's almost always fatal following the onset of outward clinical signs. In China and worldwide, more than 99% of human rabies infections are transmitted by domestic dogs. If you live in Australia or New Zealand, you have the luxury of not having to consider the risk of rabies if you're bitten or scratched by an animal. This is with the exception of bats in Australia, where the transmission of a virus related to rabies can actually occur. But in many parts of the world, especially Asia and Africa, rabies is all too common, and it's actually a real and very dangerous risk following animal exposures. The rabies virus is spread to people when the saliva of an infected animal contacts broken skin. It's usually via a bite or a scratch.
All right, so how common is rabies?
Yeah, I recently discussed this issue with a young expat mum living in Beijing. She was amazed that rabies actually exists in China and thought it was just something you read about in storybooks. And I remember my own GP in Australia said, "Oh, don't worry about it, that's got to be low risk." In actual fact, human rabies infections occur throughout China, and every year there are thousands of confirmed human deaths from rabies here in China. Worldwide, the WHO, in their latest report, estimate that in 2010, between 26,000 and 61,000 people died from rabies. And more than 95% of human deaths from rabies occur in Asia and Africa. In China, there were over 2,000 reported deaths from rabies in 2010, but this figure might actually be much higher because there are difficulties diagnosing and reporting infections in the poor rural areas of China.
Right. What about in Beijing specifically?
Yeah, looking at Beijing, there was an internet article in August 2015 which cited statistics from the local CDC bulletin. And they were saying that so far this year, 8 people have died from rabies in Beijing, including 2 in Chaoyang District, and that 77 people have been injured by rabies-infected animals this year. Also, the number of human injuries from animals is increasing in Beijing as the number of dogs, the dog population increases here. So there's already been over 80,000 reported human injuries in Beijing this year.
So is it only dogs that can transmit rabies to humans?
Yeah, dogs are certainly the most common source of human rabies infection worldwide. And in Beijing, it's often the pet dogs that carry and transmit rabies. But of course, stray dogs are also at risk of rabies. Cats and ferrets can also be infected with the rabies virus and transmit the rabies virus to humans. Interestingly, WHO report that rabies is actually present on all continents except Antarctica. And bats are a common source of rabies-type infection. A rabies-type virus has been isolated from bats in Australia, and there have actually been two documented human rabies deaths caused by the Australian bat lyssavirus in the late 1990s. You can catch rabies from monkey bites, and it can infect other wild mammals, but human deaths following exposure to these, such as foxes, raccoons, and wild carnivores, are very rare.
So how exactly is rabies transmitted?
Yeah, this is really important. The rabies virus can't cross intact skin. It's transmitted from the saliva of an infected animal via a bite or a scratch, which breaks the skin. Or even via a lick to broken skin. So if you have a wound and a dog licks your wound, you can catch rabies that way. Or a lick to a moist body surface, like your eyes, your nose, your mouth. So think of a puppy licking your face. That's actually potentially a risk exposure for rabies. The International Center for Veterinary Sciences in Beijing, which is a very helpful veterinary clinic, cited a really tragic case of rabies. An expat man in Shanghai in 2005 died from rabies after casual contact with a puppy. So this family had purchased a puppy from a pet shop or a market, and 10 months later, the husband developed neurological symptoms and he was diagnosed with rabies. He'd never actually been bitten by the puppy, but he was most likely infected by licks from the puppy, which itself seemed fine. So the husband hadn't been vaccinated for rabies, but the wife and the child who had been vaccinated were okay. So I think that just brings home how important it is that transmission can occur even without a bite.
Yeah, definitely. What are some of the signs and symptoms of rabies?
It usually takes 2 or 3 months for symptoms and signs of rabies to occur following transmission. That time can be as short as 5 days or as long as over a year. And the first symptoms might be like a flu, fever, aches and pains. Often there's an unusual prickling or itching sensation at the side of the bite or the scratch. And then as the virus spreads to the brain over the next few days, the illness progresses. And either severe agitation or more gradual muscle paralysis becomes evident. The person might experience abnormal behaviours and hallucinations, but the classic description of rabies that we see in movies might not occur. So classically, there's been a description of fear of water or fear of swallowing water or fear of drafts of air on the face. That doesn't occur in everybody. Really tragically, once the outward signs of rabies occur, the disease is nearly always fatal within about 10 days. And there have only been a handful of case reports worldwide where people have survived rabies infection.
Wow. Is there a test for rabies?
Unfortunately, there's no test to diagnose rabies in humans before the onset of symptoms occurs. But once a person with rabies is actually unwell, there are various tests that can be done to confirm the infection.
So how can rabies be prevented?
Yeah, the good news is that rabies can be prevented by vaccinating both animals and people. For people who live in rabies risk areas like China and Beijing, the ideal is to have a course of 3 rabies vaccinations before any injury from an animal occurs. And we call this pre-exposure prophylaxis. WHO strongly encourages rabies immunisation for pre-exposure prophylaxis for adults and children living in China. I'd particularly encourage families with children, families with pets, people with poor health or compromised immune systems to be immunised. And even short-term travellers to China, especially if you're planning hiking, outdoor activities, cycling, or travelling to remote areas, please consider pre-exposure rabies immunisation. If you're bitten or scratched by an animal while you're away, it's a very common reason for a trip to be ruined or cut short. And the longer you intend to stay here in China, the more likely there's an exposure to rabies that might occur. The vaccinations are given over a 28-day period, 3 shots, and they can be given to adults and kids from 6 months of age. Boosters aren't needed for most people, only for vets or people at constant high risk of possible rabies exposure. Importantly, if a vaccinated person is injured by an animal, they'll still need careful wound cleansing and then prompt medical attention and 2 further vaccination shots over the next 3 days. But they'll already have some immunity against rabies, which simply needs to be boosted.
So can you highlight some of the at-risk groups and the importance of having those at-risk groups immunised from rabies?
Certainly. I think children are at particular risk of exposure to rabies, and immunising children, I think, is very important. Also, teaching our children to avoid approaching or provoking unknown animals is really important. Children are playful, they're curious, so they're more commonly injured by animals. And often they won't tell adults they've been injured. Maybe they think they're going to get in trouble. Being smaller, their injuries are more likely to occur around their face. And also unnoticed potential exposures to rabies by licks to their eyes, mouth or nose might occur.
So what about animal and particularly pet vaccination?
Yeah, rabies prevention really starts with animal owners. Mary Peng, who's the CEO of the International Centre for Veterinary Sciences here in Beijing, tells me that despite rabies vaccination being required for all dogs in China by law, less than 10 to 20% of dogs in China are vaccinated for rabies. And in rural areas, that's even less. About 3% of dogs are vaccinated. Almost no cats are vaccinated for rabies across China. So to contrast, in regions like Western Europe and the US, where canine rabies has been eliminated, over 70% of companion animals are rabies vaccinated there. So pet owners should ensure their dogs, cats and ferrets are vaccinated annually for rabies. Start at 3 months of age. And it's vital that the pet vaccination occur at a legally designated animal vaccination hospital, as these are the only places in China legally permitted to obtain and provide safe, regulated vaccine. If your pet has supposedly been vaccinated elsewhere, say by a breeder, a grooming salon, or even at many pet hospitals and clinics, they might have actually received an ineffective or fake vaccine, or one that's not been properly stored or properly injected. The International Centre for Veterinary Services is a legally designated animal vaccination hospital in Beijing. Very helpful, and they're happy to provide information about pet care and to safely vaccinate your pet.
So what are some other ways we can help reduce the risk of our pets contracting rabies?
Yeah, importantly, don't allow your pets to roam freely. And speak to your vet about spaying or neutering your pet, which may reduce the tendency for them to roam or fight and therefore be exposed to rabies from other animals. Please also consider keeping your small animals like rabbits, guinea pigs and hamsters inside, again to stop them being bitten by other dogs or cats or wildlife and being exposed to rabies that way.
So if I know that the dog that bit me is vaccinated, do I still have to worry about contracting rabies?
It's a really important thing to stress that even though vaccinating pets is a vital way to reduce their risk of rabies, that pet vaccination alone doesn't prevent rabies in a human who's been injured. So even vaccinated animals can lose their own protection against rabies over time. And of course, it's possible that the vaccinations that were given to that animal might not have been effective. They might not have had two correctly timed rabies shots. The vaccine they were given might not have been kept cold enough. It's always better to discuss any injuries and potential exposures to rabies promptly with your doctor, even if your pet has been vaccinated.
Okay. Should the animal that bit or injured me also be tested for rabies?
Rabies testing is strictly controlled by the Chinese government, and official results can take several weeks or longer. So it's vital that the injured person has immediate healthcare and immunisation and doesn't delay the healthcare to wait for test results from an animal. WHO do recommend that if it's possible, the animal that caused the injury is quarantined. So if it's a healthy dog or cat, you could keep the animal at home and just observe it over the coming weeks for any signs of rabies. Alternatively, for obviously sick animals, it's ideal if they can be tested for rabies. Please contact your vet for information about this. And again, ICVS Asia does provide very helpful information.
All right, so what happens if I am bitten or scratched by an animal? What are some of the ways I can help protect myself from contracting rabies?
Yeah, the good news is that contracting rabies is really unlikely if you follow correct wound care and immunisation protocols, even if you're injured by a rabid dog. The first thing to do is to immediately wash your wound really thoroughly for 15 minutes with soap and water. And if it's available, wash it and flush it with an antiseptic like betadine, povidone iodine, alcohol or chlorhexidine. And then the injured person must seek medical care, ideally the same day, and certainly as soon as possible following the injury, to commence post-exposure rabies vaccination. Now, these vaccinations are only available at certain licensed medical facilities in China, and that does include the Emergency Department of Beijing United Family Hospital. The exact regime of vaccinations that are required following an injury and that will be recommended by your doctor will vary in each case, and it depends on the severity of the potential exposure and if you've been vaccinated for rabies in the past.
So does it help if the person has already been vaccinated?
Absolutely. If the injured person has definitely been vaccinated with three rabies shots in the past, they'll only need two further rabies vaccinations to boost up their existing immunity. The first shot's given immediately and the second shot 3 days later.
Okay. And what if they have not had the pre-exposure vaccination in the past?
Well, that's a lot more stressful, painful and costly. To protect that unimmunised person from rabies, they'll need to have 4 to 5 vaccination shots given over the next 3 to 4 weeks. But really importantly, in most cases, they'll also need an injection of rabies immunoglobulin. It's actually injected into their wound and around their wound, and as well as elsewhere. But it's really important to provide that unimmunised person with initial protection against rabies while the vaccinations start to work. Rabies immunoglobulin is a painful injection. It's in short supply worldwide, and you may not be able to access it in many parts of China outside the major cities. So this injection can actually be given up to a week after starting rabies immunisation. So if it's not available to be given immediately after an injury, please try to obtain it within a week to improve that injured person's protection. It's actually a very costly treatment, but it's vital to provide initial protection against rabies. A healthy person who's been correctly immunised before an animal injury occurs won't ever need to have the rabies immunoglobulin shots following an injury. Of course, the hospital staff will care for your wound, and they'll also assess if tetanus protection is required. It's important to mention here that some tetanus vaccines for adolescents and adults are not easily obtained in Beijing and China. So I'd strongly suggest that all travellers to China ensure they've had adequate tetanus immunisation, including a tetanus booster shot within the preceding 10 years, and that you keep your 10-yearly booster for tetanus current for those staying longer in China.
Okay. Can you tell me a little bit more about the rabies vaccinations available at Beijing United Family Hospital?
Yes, we're licensed to stock and provide rabies immunisation. We use Verocell rabies vaccine, which is an inactivated vaccine. It's manufactured in China, and it's used for both pre- and post-exposure immunisation. And we also stock the human rabies immunoglobulin, which is also manufactured in China. Both of these vaccine types are recommended by the WHO. It's important to stress that the vaccines used at Beijing United Family Hospital, whether they're imported or manufactured in China, are safe and effective. By regulation, all these vaccines have to be registered by the Chinese State Food and Drug Administration, and they're supplied to us by the CDC, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. And this is to protect our patients by ensuring the safety of the products, including a completely safe cold chain during transport and storage. In addition, the Chinese Food and Drug Administration mandates that each single batch of vaccine has to pass rigorous testing before it's being released into the market.
Just as an endpoint, what is some pertinent advice you can give to all of our listeners?
I think consider rabies. It's a very important infection. You can catch rabies in China. It's preventable. Please consider immunising yourself and your children. And it's very important that following any animal injury that you seek prompt medical care for additional vaccination, even if you've previously been vaccinated. Please also consider vaccinating your pets and keeping their annual vaccination current.
Great. Well, thank you for your time, Dr. Newton.
That's my pleasure. Thank you.